Nikki Gottlieb is a much younger man, also with Asperger's. He still lives at home.
I'm hoping that there is a kind of support system so that I can still lead this empty life that I'm so loving, but still, when the time is right, then I can do the normal life and move out. I'm very happy right now not working, but I do have to say that if I had to have a job, I still would like to have a penthouse office, and I do want to be pretty much Donald Trump or Bill Gates.
Physically, I'm a man, but mentally and emotionally, I'm a boy. I'm still a child.
Right from the start,
he was nursing so oddly. He couldn't bond.
I remember when I saw him when he was first born, I said, this is a child who will suffer us gladly, but his mind is on higher things. He was like a philosopher king.
I was surprised that I couldn't connect with him. I mean, I could connect with him, but I couldn't catch his eyes.
He was clearly, something was not right. As the top neurologist in New York, child neurologist, said to us quite cheerfully, well, we really don't know much, but about 15% of the cases we do know about emerge completely unscathed, and the rest can range from minor learning disabilities to total vegetable retardation.
The doctor calls. He says, Mrs. Gottlieb, it's the worst. It's very bad.
Everybody rallied. Needless to say, your mother was great. I behaved relatively well. You were sad, but wonderful. So that's when I decided you were a good person and I didn't have to worry about you.
Excerpts from the opening few minutes of Today's Man, a film by Lizzie Gottlieb, which was recently shown in the Independent Lens series on PBS. Lizzie and Nikki, her brother with Asperger's, are the children of Robert Gottlieb, a dance critic and former editor-in-chief of The New Yorker magazine, and actress Maria Tucci. The Gottlieb family's worried about what will happen to Nikki once his parents can no longer care for him. So Lizzie, who's been documenting her baby brother's life for years, decided to chronicle his efforts to find a job and move out of his parents' house. Steve Paulson watched Today's Man and then spoke with Lizzie and Nikki Gottlieb.
There's a scene in the documentary about your first job at Chase, and you were very excited about it, but it didn't go well from the very beginning. Can you tell me what happened?
I arrived at this job, and, you know, I always had this fantasy of Park Avenue. And it also had the added bonus because it was on my street, 48th Street. It could not be more convenient. Anyway, all that I was so excited about. And as I clearly stated in the movie, you know, in that scene in the garden, if you remember, is I was shocked to find it surrounded by blacks and Hispanics. And I said to the job coach, I feel like I'm working in Harlem and not on Park Avenue. And there was also, if you remember about the 48th Street scene, you know, I asked if I could go home. Anyway, all that piled up.
And well, and the other piece of that is apparently when you made this comment about it feels like you're working in Harlem, that was that was overheard by some of the blacks and Hispanics working in that office. It was not just
or
her.
My supervisor, which is what counts. And she was also black.
So that from the very start, that puts you one down.
The second day of the job. Yep.
So the second day of the job, you were basically fired.
Yep.
So, Lizzie, when you heard about this, what was your reaction?
Well, I mean, we were so horrified, my family, and really mortified, as you can imagine. It was really awful. That's not the kind of thing I would expect Nikki or anyone to think, let alone feel. So it was, you know, shocking and also incredibly disappointing because this is a job that he had been waiting for 6 months, waiting to go to with great anticipation. And it was, you know, the first real job of his life. And we were hoping that this was like the thing that would kind of launch him from childhood into adulthood was having a job. So on many, many levels, it was really upsetting. I think as we understand it, and as Nikki and I have talked about it, I think it came down to, you know, Nikki watches a lot of television, a lot of soap operas, and he has notions about what's glamorous in the world. And they're pretty much, I think, directly based on television. And I think what he saw there did not match his notion of a glamorous office setting. Is that right, Nikki?
It is right.
But
absolutely.
That doesn't excuse that kind of a comment.
And the other piece of that is, even if someone might be feeling that way, thinking that, normal behavior is you don't say that out loud.
Of course, you don't. It's offensive to say any kind of personal remark like that, no matter how you feel.
And I, you know, I have to say I hesitated in putting it into the movie because it seemed so horrible and really decided that we needed to show all the, you know, less attractive parts as well as the more attractive parts of Nikki and, you know, of the kinds of socially inappropriate things that I think people with Asperger can do or say.
Well, Nikki, did you learn from that experience, or is that just something that's going to happen again and again, that you may say certain things that other people would find offensive?
Well, I did learn that, but I think more importantly, with that particular experience, I learned the truth about what Park Avenue really was. That it wasn't the image that I knew. It wasn't Richard Gere in Pretty Woman or Pat Sajak or anyone else I admired who dressed that way and fit the Park Avenue. Or it wasn't only that.
Now, there's another piece of this film that's been made about you, about the difficulties of moving out of your parents' house. I mean, you've basically lived in your parents' house your whole life. You talk about the perks that you have there, but the normal trajectory of most people is when they reach a certain age, let's say 20 years old, they move out. They strike out on their own. Why has this been so hard for you, Nikki?
I don't have a lot of tools for living alone, but I will say that even though I do lack the skills, you know, because of the perks, I think it's really my own free will. And I certainly think that I actually do feel that if I was thrust into an apartment, I would do just fine or I'd be just average. But I just really, for the pleasure, for those perks, that is really why I do not want to move out.
And it's worth pointing out, at least the picture that I get from the film is that your parents are wonderful people. I mean, they've just been incredibly kind and nurturing towards you. I mean, I can understand why you'd want to stay there.
Well, it's not even my...
Can I answer that
sure.
for a moment? Also, I just want to say that, you know, Nikki started to say that he lacks a lot of the tools for living on his own. And I think that this is a really serious situation in our country, in these communities. There are very, very few resources for adults with Asperger syndrome. Asperger syndrome was only identified in this country in 1994, so it's a relatively new diagnosis, and there are more and more stuff available for children with Asperger syndrome, but really nothing for adults. And I've found that a lot of adults with Asperger syndrome are living with aging parents, relatives. They're not, in general, I would say, they're not quite fully capable of living independently, but they're too high-functioning and intelligent and, you know, to live on their own. And it's a very serious and upsetting situation. And I think that one thing that I would like to do, and I've been talking to people about doing since the film came out, is to try to create housing situations where, you know, a group of people with Asperger syndrome could live independently but with some kind of supervision.
What gets in the way of living on your own?
I mean, I think it's on a practical level, it's things like you might leave the stove on, you might leave the door wide open. You know, we live in, my family lives in Manhattan, and my parents went away for a weekend once, and Nikki stayed at home, and he left the front door.
That was 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, 10 years ago, he left the front door to their house open for a full day onto the street and no one came in, thank God. But, you know, that's not the kind of thing that you can generally do.
That was 10 years ago, before the film was even started.
That's true. But I'm giving an example of the kind of things that could be.
But I do still have things like that.
Have you had experiences of living on your own for certain periods of time?
Yes, I did have that apartment that's in the movie only for 3 days. And
you want to tell them what happened with the apartment? Nicky moved out into an apartment on his own in downtown.
Just the one that you saw in the movie. And I will say also, before I get into the details of that apartment, that after graduating from high school, I did go to this place called College Living Experience in Florida, where I was for 7.5 months. But other than that...
But it didn't work out, and it was not a good experience.
It did not work out for other reasons, maybe partly that. But again, that was 10 years ago.
But the apartment in New York...
That and the apartment in New York was my only living alone that I've ever had.
Can you talk about what happened?
Now I will tell you what happened. All right. First of all, I was locked in once when I was trying to go to work.
You locked yourself in?
I couldn't open the door. I was locked in, and I needed somebody to come over. Second, the floor creaked, and I'm a pacer. And you saw how small that room is. That's the whole apartment. And I do pace a lot, and that, of course, posed a huge problem.
Because it bothered the neighbors.
And the third thing was that I could not operate the radiator. And the heat was high. And even at the end of February, with the window open, it was too hot.
But also, I think the neighbors thought Nicky was too noisy.
The neighbors did, but I'm telling you, and that's the other element.
What you're saying is that little things that most people could adjust to drive you crazy.
But those three things have to do with this particular apartment itself.
Well, this is a really important issue, it would seem to me, for what's going to happen in the future. Your parents are getting older, and I suppose there will be a real question at some point. They will not be able to look after you the way they have all these years. It does raise the question of how important it is for you to be able to function on your own, or at least outside of your parents' home.
Well, I think this is, I mean, in a way, if I can answer that, that's part of the reason that I made the film, because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I think Nicky and I will have to work that out together. I'm 7 years older, 7.5 years older than Nicky.
And you're Nicky's only sibling, right?
I'm Nicky's only sibling. And I have my own children and husband. And, you know, I think Nicky and I and my parents would all like it if we could get Nicky set up in some kind of a job and his own place to live in the near future. But it's very complicated. It's really complicated. And, you know, as I said, I would really like to try to figure out some kind of situation that would work successfully for him and for all of us.
And Nicky...
But I imagine I will always have to be involved in and would like to be involved in Nicky's life.
Yeah. Nicky, do you feel that urgency, that it's important for you to be more independent?
No. I feel the urgency to know how. As long as I know how, and it doesn't look to the world like I'm living at home because I'm incapable, because I'm scared or more scared than the average person, then I would like to live alone. I mean, to live at home as long as possible.
As you can see, this is a point that our family is a little bit...
I know. But I have given this a lot of thought, and I've listened...
So have I.
I've listened to everything that's being said here and more over these years, and taking that all in, I feel like this makes sense. I just don't know how to get it across to others.
Maybe you need to prove that you can live on your own.
Prove that I can, as soon as I prove them that I can, as long as my parents are still home, and that it's still okay, I would like to. But I am also willing to change my mind. Know how, so that when the moment happens, or if I change my mind, then I'm ready. That's how I feel about it and a lot of other things in life, like a job and school and other things that I should be doing, but I'm not.
We need to figure this out. The air, maybe.
Lizzie Gottlieb made the film Today's Man about her brother, Nikki. Steve Paulson spoke with him.